Warning, this podcast is no way associated with Fox or the production of Hell's Kitchen. Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Real Eats. I am Kelsey Murphy here with my good friend Pete Ferrero, and we are here to give you the inside scoop, all the drama, and break down every single detail and exclusive interview for Hell's Kitchen Season 22, The American Dream. Hey guys, welcome to The Real Eats. Kelsey Murphy here with my good friend Pete Ferrero, and we are here to break down this season's Hell's Kitchen. And we have the most recently eliminated contestant with us. Welcome to the show.
You gotta say it like that.
I know, it's always so sad. It's always so sad when we have eliminated contestants on, because it always obviously comes after, right, you know, not such the best cook your life for the best service, and it's a rough one, but it's also fun to just get to break it down and hear your viewpoint, and that's what we love. We love the behind the scenes. I was on MasterChef, so I have a very different, you know, viewpoint of reality TV and cooking TV and what these shows are like. And so I'm super excited as we break down Hell's Kitchen, because it's really giving me such a cool, different insight into it. So Pete, I'll let you lead off.
Were you a fan of Hell's Kitchen?
Oh, incredibly. Absolutely incredibly. Yeah. It was like every day I was in there, I got to live my my big fanboy moment, man. It was awesome.
So it's interesting though, because you've watched previous seasons, right? Where you've seen Gordon have some meltdown and throw a steak or a pan or a person out of a room. And then you became that person at times, being on that team. What is it like going from super fan of watching someone else, like, how did he fuck that up, to being the person that's on the opposite side of that?
Man, I tell you, it's a very humbling experience. And it was so funny. I was actually just talking to a couple of my castmates the other day, and I said the exact same thing. You know, when you're watching it, it's so easy to just be like, dude, how'd you mess that up? Or, I can't believe they did that, you know? And then you're in there and you're like, that's why. Because you're super hot and getting yelled at.
Right, yes.
And just getting screamed at. I've said this to many people before, and Pete, you've heard me say this a million times, but you do start to question, like, he's yelling at you for no reason. Mm-hmm. And you start to, like, question your own, like, given name. You're like, I think that's my, like, why are you yelling at me about that? I think it's my name, but now I'm not sure. Like, the simplest things you start to question just because you're 100%. Getting screamed at. So the simplest things in the kitchen all of a sudden become impossible, because your brain is just like,
For sure. I mean, with me working on lines and stuff, it was like every service was just like the craziest dinner service you've ever had in your career. Like, there's no, It doesn't flow like how it would flow like back home. Like, there's not like, okay, everyone's sitting down, you got your appetizers, you got some time to get everything going, and it's just like, everyone's here, start making food, let's go.
Yeah. Like, the tickets are overflowing immediately when service starts.
Exactly.
And so tell me about, like, you know, with the teams and, you know, working with new people. Was that challenging, like, working the line with new individuals?
It definitely was. I think that when we all got there, like, we weren't all going there as, you know, a bunch of people that were looking to start a new job and grow with the team and all that. We're all looking, obviously, to win. And there's so many huge personalities on our season. I think all of us were looking for our chance to shine. And I think all of us were looking for our chance to kind of be the leader a little bit. And I mean, it's tough to not step on some toes when you're doing that. But I think one of the best things about my season in particular, at least, is the bond that all of us made and shared from such a start whenever we met each other. We all clicked pretty quick. So it was nice. It wasn't necessarily like, you know, okay, I got to beat all these people, I got to, you know, put all these people down. It was like, cool, I'm having a little competition with my friends. Like, this is awesome. But it was the first couple services were definitely tough, but I think we kind of, at least in the Blue Kitchen, we kind of righted that shit pretty quick, and we're all like, hey, you know, we all want to be here, and until it's a solo competition, we got to win this as a team. So it was, we definitely pulled the teamwork card out pretty quick, which I was very happy to see.
Now, a question I have going into, like, just a little behind the scenes, because I'm like so into like how this is produced and how this is made. So yeah. When you know at your eliminated episode, how long had you been out there already, like filming?
I would say it had been a week of filming, but we had been out there. We filmed like almost two years ago. So it was like, yeah. imagine sitting on the biggest secret.
It's been sitting there waiting to air for that long.
Yeah, I was gonna say
that's there was insane. Somebody,
all the times, like throughout the 2 years of waiting, I can't tell you how many times I heard like my friends. I'd post a food picture, my friends would be like, "Man, that looks really great. You should go on Hell's Kitchen." I'm like, "Yeah, you're right. I should.
I'll look into it." Yeah.
That's great. Why so? I'm like very confused at why that was so long.
Yeah, I don't know why I think because when they filmed, they did the season before ours first. So they filmed kind of both of our seasons, I want to say, in like a straight shot. So I'm sure they, from the editors and all those, the team that I got to meet, I know those guys work hard. So I'm sure they were doing the best they
can. I thought my 10 months was long. That's ridiculous.
10 months. That's crazy.
I mean,
So walk me through like the first episodes where you, cause I'm always fascinated with someone coming into something that they've watched and whatnot. And when you're all, doing your signature dishes and each person's coming up, you're sitting, you're watching other people do their thing. What is that like? Cause is that really how you're first meeting each other, or you met each other a little bit in the place, but your first really identification of what is this person like as a chef?
Yes. So when we get out of the car for the first time and we're in the restaurant for the first time, that is 100% the first time that any of us talk to each other.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I hope I should be allowed to say this, but when we were leaving from the hotel, because we'd been in quarantine for a couple weeks before filming, obviously.
Sure.
So when we were getting ready to leave the hotel to go to the restaurant, they sat us all in this room and they were like, "All right, you guys, we're getting ready to leave. Everyone, take a seat. There's some water." No one talked to each other. So you're sitting in the room with human contact for the first time in 2 weeks. And they're like, "Don't talk to anybody." Now I'm a pretty outgoing guy. So that's literally the hardest thing anyone's ever asked me to do.
Well, especially, I guess when you guys filmed, it was still pretty like in COVID. I mean, you were still like on full restrictions at that point and stuff like that. If it was 2 years ago.
We got off the plane. We got right to the hotel room. And they're like, "Here, occupy your time for a couple weeks. Have fun. We'll see you in a little bit." And it's like,
"Yeah, I know. Cool." Stay in your room. Have a good time.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
that's crazy. I would have never thought, having seen the seasons and after having going through filming, that was actually the first time that you guys got
Was there anybody that when you were watching the dishes that you were like, "Oh, I gotta watch out for him or her. They're gonna be really good."
Definitely. When I was, it was very quick. It was very immediate because working in that signature dish challenge, I was standing, I was cooking right next to Ryan and I saw the stuff he was making and I was like, "Wow, that looks really, really good." I was like, "That looks really cool."
Yeah.
And then I'm looking around at my competitors, my other guys on my team, and I'm like, "Wow, their stuff looks really cool too." And then it would take a little walk. I gotta go to charge you real quick. Sorry. But after seeing that, we're going up to judge the dishes, and I start seeing the girls' dishes, Sammy's, Melissa's, all their stuff, and I'm like, "Oh my, okay, this is no joke. Like, there's a ton of talent on these teams," and it was cool to see, honestly, because like you never expect, you always. Going into a competition, especially, you're like, "Okay, I'm going to come out the top dog. I'm going to do the best I can." And then you see all this talent in front of you and you're like, "Oh, I wasn't going to come walk in here."
Immediately humbled by,
And it's all good. And I it's mean, all playing out way. Like Sammy's like, I met you once before to Gordon. You know what I mean? And like,
yeah.
You're like, what is going on here?
What have I signed up for? You already know the guy? Wait a second.
She said that. I'm like, she's a plant. She's a plant.
Yeah.
But you and Jonathan have great reactions to all of that. They keep cutting to you guys, and you have great reactions to all the stuff that are going on.
Man, me and Jonathan, that is hands down one of my favorite people that I got to meet, man. He's such a genuinely, like, the one cool thing that I love about this is, like, as a fan, like, when you watch the show, you kind of wonder, you're like, man, is that, like, really how they are in person? Like, And then once you're there, you're like, no, that's 100%, like, they don't give you a script. They don't tell you, hey, read off this and act like this. It's just, Hey, we're going to film you being who you are. He is easily one of the nicest guys I've ever met in my entire life. He's just such a genuinely good dude, a great father, an that's amazing awesome. Friend. I can't say enough nice things about the guy.
That's cool. I think that's like one thing I've learned too on these shows is like, it's pretty real, you know, like it is. It's like what you don't like think that going into it. And then you're like, oh shit, this is like actually legit.
Yeah, he shoved that lobster in my chest.
yeah, you're like, nope, this is actually happening. Like, there's no cutting or helping or doing, you know, like, nope.
Yeah, I wasn't able to be like, hey, can we do another take? Like,
yeah, can we cut and redo that? That I didn't like how that sounded. Yeah, nope.
Exactly. Talk to me about your elimination. Unfortunately, we probably have to talk about that.
Yeah, I guess so. Sorry, we tried to beat around the bush a little bit.
Nah, you're good. It was a tough one. I mean, honest to God, I kind of knew the one thing that I liked from our earlier elimination discussions when we had as a team was the common theme of when someone knew they messed up, we owned up to it. You know, you could see in the first couple episodes, Brad and Tad, they had their issues.
Yes.
They owned their mistakes. The second night I had my issues on meat. I immediately owned up to my, you know, my faults and all that other stuff. So it was kind of tough on that third night. Cause while we completed dinner service, you know, someone has to go up. And in the back of my head, I was like, wow, I mean, I had a better service tonight. I didn't have as many issues as I had had in the first couple services because I was starting to kind of find my groove. I did try to talk to the guys. I'm like, listen, you know, I understand I have my mistakes and I know someone has to go up, but I think, you know, maybe we give me a pass on this one.
Maybe not me tonight.
Yeah. Right. And I still think, you know, all due respect, I think, you know, Jason line of Chef Ramsay was a little bit more egregious of a error than a couple raw pieces of lobster.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, on the day it would have, I still personally think I should have stayed on the day, but I mean, as much as the guy gets under my skin, Jason's a very talented chef. He's very good at what he does. You know, there's a reason.
Is he?
I'm
just curious because, you know, he talks a good game, but you know I mean, it's not like he's, you know, I don't mean to be rude, but
he does talk a very
just
good Pete, game
just like wait till we have to talk to him, like, come
I
on
know. Well, this is a problem that Kelsey and I have. We say something like this and then Jason won't, you know, is coming on the show.
Like not yet, come on,
sorry, I'm sorry,
too early.
No, too early.
Yeah,
he's a good dude. He and like I said, he's very, very abrasive, and I think that's kind of the reason why we didn't, like, none of us really kind of gelled with him.
He also came in hot in that
hot.
You know, when he was talking about his resume and shit, like,
I feel like he plays like kind of plays into the role of like that old school chef world, and like chefs are not like that anymore. Like, everyone's relaxed now and like totally chilled out and like, come on, it's 2023. Like, calm down. It's not 1990. You know, like. So, but I, you know, like, I think he still has that like feeling like, ah, I'm gonna come in here and I'm gonna rule everybody, you know, just calm down. Like,
you can't do that. And that's the thing. Like, I completely agree with what you're saying too, because that's 100% like the older mentality. You gotta come in, you know, anymore. You know, it's a tough job already. You're already hot, you're doing a whole bunch of stress, you're doing all that. Coming in with a big arrogant attitude or coming in with a bunch of negativity doesn't make anybody's day better, doesn't make anything easier. Like,
and it's not impressing
no one,
Gordon.
No one responds to that.
It's not impressing Gordon at all. Like, Gordon has been through it. He's seen through. Like, what are you doing, dude? You know, whatever.
Yeah,
I'm sure he's great.
Yeah, because he doesn't know. Yeah. Like, Gordon's never seen any chefs before and never worked with, you know, like, trying to come in here with all these, like, tricks. And I'm like, dude, the guy, he knows what you're doing. Like,
yeah.
But ultimately, bro, it was a good experience for you. You enjoyed your time. Talk to me about that.
100%, man. And it's so funny. It might seem so small. Like, looking back, obviously, like, yeah, you want to do more. You want to get all the accolades from, you know, getting black jackets and all this other stuff. But when I went, my only goal that I set for myself was to not go home first. That was the only thing I wanted to do. Because I told myself, please. I was like, you know what, if I at least make it past that, everything else is a bonus. Like, that's super cool. Like, I can say, like, hey, I did this. I got to put this in front of Chef Ramsay. I got to do that. I will play the clip. I will make a little video of the clip of him calling my steak perfect, and I will hang that above my gravestone when I pass. Like, and that will play on
repeat.
Yes, that and him telling me my pizza was awesome. I can hold that for the rest of my life. Like, that is awesome. So,
Is true. That is really true, though, man. Like, I mean, that is a thing. Like, if, I mean, just like generally speaking in life, like, you know, you do have that moment where, like, what you're doing is good. There is validation in that specific thing. Yes, okay, you got to eliminate it, whatever. But, like,
for sure,
Gordon Ramsay liked something that you did. That's fucking legit. You know what I mean?
Because he is God. You know, like, I mean.
Looking back on it too, like I said, like, yes, I would have loved to stay longer, but dude, I got to cook, make some amazing friends. I got to cook for Chef Ramsay. I got to cook with Chef Ramsay and Chef Jason, two of my idols. And I got to go parasailing too in Santa Barbara, man. Dude,
there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
When they told me that too, when they said we were going parasailing, the first word in my head was, am I too big for this? And when they said I wasn't, I was super pumped.
Sweet. Amazing. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, we are so thankful that you decided to join us today, and you're such a great personality. Like,
thank you so much.
What a cool dude. Yeah, like, I mean, you appear as you do on TV, and like you just seem like great and fun, and you love what you're doing, and you had a great experience.
I wouldn't be good at faking somebody. I can't be anybody other than that. But honestly, the pleasure was all mine. Thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a good one. You too, man.